Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
LivestockMarket.com offers all the tools you need for a successful production sale. The easy-to-use online platform makes it super easy to take bids from anywhere in the world. Buyers can place pre-bids and real-time bids, browse your sales catalog, and watch your sale broadcast live. LivestockMarket.com is also the ideal platform for private treaty sales and timed online-only auctions. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, horses, sheep, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com.
Your herd needs protein. When the seasons shift, so do your herd's protein needs. SmartLick protein tubs deliver consistent nutrition that drives performance, helping cattle make the most of available forages, maintain condition, and power through winter efficiently, giving you peace of mind. Feed smarter, not harder. Go to SmartLick.com. That's SmartLick.com. to find your dealer.
Well, final livestock sales for 2025 wrapped up on a strong note. That's according to Ben Hale at Western Livestock Auctions. Hale said receipts totaled about 8,500 head, which is up from a year ago.
Yeah, we had about 8,500 compared to 7,400 a year ago. And there again, the feeders were higher, heifers were higher, steer calves and heifer calves were a little lower. But it was such a big jump the week before. I mean, it's still extremely strong. You know, it was 5 to 8 lower on them, but I mean, like I said, it's still, you wouldn't have knew it because we took such a big jump last week. You know, the weather's good, and I think everybody's just wanting to get some inventory since we're going to be shut down for those 3 weeks.
He said momentum carried throughout the rest of Western Livestock's markets as well.
Stayed good all the way. Warwick, Comanche, and Woodward, it was good all through finishing up last Thursday. Strong, strong markets on all classes.
Reflecting on the year as a whole, Hale noted how volatile cattle markets have been this year.
You know, we watched it climb week after week after week after week, and then crater there for about 3 or 4 weeks, and then it's come back and put new highs on all these grazing cattle. So we have had it's been a wild year and a fun year to watch, for sure.
Looking ahead, he said the latest cattle on feed report reinforced a bullish outlook.
Yeah, and I think we kind of knew that was going to be. Looks like it's going to be bullish. I thought the one last month was bullish. They kind of called it neutral, but this one they had to call slightly bullish. So it sure looks like it, Ron. I mean, we just haven't placed a lot of the bigger feeder cattle we've seen towards the end of the year were really just big weaned calves weighing, 8+, and a lot of them just 60 to 90 days. And so, which we wouldn't consider that a long, hard yearling. That'd just be a short weaned calf, even as big as it is.
To hear more from Ben Hale at Western Livestock Auctions, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA, and the U.S. Department of the Army have completed a series of listening sessions to hear input from the public on the agency's revised definitions of waters of the U.S., or WOTUS. Public input is essential in the rulemaking process, and these sessions provide an important opportunity for the agencies to hear directly from a variety of stakeholders. It is clear that a durable definition of WOTUS is a priority that will protect water quality and also help advance the agency's Powering the Great American Comeback initiative. EPA is committed to finalizing a definition of waters of the United States that fully implements the Supreme Court's decision in Sackett, accelerates economic prosperity, and protects water quality in partnership with our state co-regulators. Incorporating public feedback on our proposal is critical to achieving these goals. That coming from EPA Assistant Administrator for Water, Jess Kramer. You've got farm news. The Jack Sherry dispersal sales coming up January the 17th at Stockman's in Apache. Bob Rodenberger tells us more.
If you're needing just a good foundation piece of machinery, you can buy these set of cows and put any kind of bull you want on them and produce a product of whatever way you're wanting to go. But they're all off that ranch. They're not put togethers. They've not been handled by brokers or anything else. I mean, it's a self-contained herd.
The Jack Sherry dispersal sale, January the 17th, 1 p.m. at Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.